You reach down to your seat back, fingers finding the familiar edge of the screen. Nothing, just flat panel. You look around, same story across the whole cabin. The person next to you already has their phone out, AirPods in, Netflix loaded. You start to wonder, is this the future, or just cost-cutting with a friendlier name? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's talk about American Airlines, the Airbus A319, and a fleet decision that says more about the economics of modern commercial aviation than any press release will admit. Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what's happening. American Airlines has confirmed it is stripping seatback entertainment screens from 23 of its Airbus A319 aircraft, not replacing them, removing them. At the same time, the airline has put its first retrofitted A320 into service. Same treatment, screens out, refreshed interior otherwise. Simple Flying broke this story and has been tracking the program closely to understand why this matters. You have to understand what the A319 actually is in American's fleet context. The Airbus A319 is the smallest member of the A320 family. Same basic fuselage cross-section as the A320, just shorter. 124 seats or so in a typical American configuration. These are the aircraft that work the thinner routes, the city pairs that don't justify a full A320 load, the regional feeds, the markets where frequency matters more than capacity. American has been flying A319s for decades. Some of these airframes are old, not ancient, but old enough that every dollar of maintenance and retrofit costs gets scrutinized hard. Seatback screens are expensive, not just to install, to maintain. Every screen is a potential write-up. A stuck pixel, a dead unit, a passenger who jammed the headphone jack and cracked the frame from the inside. The in-flight entertainment system on a narrowbody is a web of wiring, servers, power distribution, and software that needs constant attention. Airlines pay for that attention every single day the aircraft is in service. So the math, from American's perspective, looks something like this. You have a 20-year-old A319. You're deciding whether to invest in a full interior refresh, including new seatback screens. The cost of that entertainment system, hardware, installation, ongoing maintenance over the remaining service life of the airframe runs into the millions per aircraft, and increasingly, passengers aren't using those screens. Not because the screens are bad, because everyone already has a device in their pocket that's better. The bring-your-own-device model has been gaining ground in commercial aviation for years. Southwest never installed seatback screens fleet-wide. They bet on streaming content to passenger devices over the aircraft's Wi-Fi network, and that bet largely paid off. Frontier went the same direction, Spirit too. Now American is making the same call on its oldest, shortest-range narrowbodies. Here's what you need to know if you're a passenger on one of these aircraft. The screen is gone, but American is promising Wi-Fi connectivity and the ability to stream content through their app. That's the trade. You bring the hardware. They provide the pipeline. Whether that pipeline is reliable and fast enough to actually watch a movie without buffering every 4 minutes? That's a different conversation, and one that the airline industry has been having with itself for a while. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. And in this case, the part of the story worth paying attention to is the A320 retrofit that just entered service alongside this announcement. American's first retrofitted A320 is now flying. That aircraft has also had its interior refreshed as part of this program. The fact that it's the A320 and not just the A319 tells you this isn't purely a cost avoidance play on aging aircraft. They're about to retire. The A320 is a more capable, more modern airframe that American will be flying for years. If they're making the same screen removal decision on that platform, that's a signal about direction, not just about depreciation schedules. American is not alone in this calculus. Delta has been investing heavily in seatback screens and positioning that as a premium differentiator. United has gone back and forth. The industry does not have a consensus answer here, and that's actually interesting from a competitive standpoint. What you're watching is two different bets playing out in real time. One that says passengers value the certainty of a screen in front of them, regardless of what's on it, and one that says the device in their pocket is good enough. The pilot angle on this, and there is one, because on Radio Hangar, there's always a pilot angle is about what these interior changes mean for the operational life of these frames. When an airline makes the decision to invest in a cabin refresh, even a stripped-down one that removes rather than adds equipment, they're signaling something about that aircraft's future. You don't spend money refreshing an interior on a plane you're about to park. The fact that American is running a retrofit program across the A319 and A320 fleets, even if it's a leaner retrofit than some passengers might prefer, suggests these airframes have meaningful service life ahead of them. The A319 specifically has been the subject of retirement speculation for years. It's the smallest and therefore often the least economically efficient member of the family on a per-seat basis. Some carriers have been aggressively parking their A319s and replacing the capacity with A320EOs or A321EOs, which offer better fuel burn and more seats. American has been slower to make that move on parts of its fleet. This retrofit program, whatever you think of the screen decision, is a statement that these aircraft are staying. For pilots at American, that has implications too. The A319 and A320 share a type rating. That's one of the key efficiencies of the A320 family. Pilots qualified on one are qualified on the other. Keeping the A319s flying means keeping that fleet flexibility. It means the scheduling department has more options. It means the operation has redundancy built in at the narrow body level. The broader context here is the ongoing tension in commercial aviation between the pressure to reduce costs and the pressure to improve the passenger experience. Those two things are not always in conflict. Sometimes a lighter, simpler cabin is genuinely better. But the seatback screen removal is being watched closely because it sits right at the intersection of what passengers say they want, what they actually use, and what airlines can afford to provide. Passenger satisfaction data on this is genuinely mixed. Surveys consistently show that people say they value in-flight entertainment. But behavior data, what they actually do on the plane, shows increasing numbers of passengers defaulting to their own devices, even when a seatback screen is available. American is betting that the behavior data tells the real story. The risk is that the experience of boarding a refreshed aircraft and finding no screen feels like subtraction, even when the Wi-Fi works perfectly. Perception matters in commercial aviation. American's loyalty program customers, the ones who actually choose American over Delta or United when they have a choice, tend to notice these details. Whether the removal of screens on the A319 triggers any meaningful change in how those passengers book, that's the variable American is betting they've read correctly. One more thing worth noting. The timing of this program is not accidental. American has been through a difficult few years financially. The airline has been working to reduce complexity and cost across the operation, fleet simplification, cabin standardization, reduced maintenance overhead. These are themes that run through a lot of the decisions American has been making. The screen removal fits that pattern. It's not a standalone choice. It's part of a larger effort to take cost out of the system while keeping the aircraft flying. The first retrofitted A320 entering service is the milestone that marks this program as real and operational rather than still on the planning board. 23 A319s are in process. If the program goes smoothly, you'd expect it to extend to more airframes. Whether the passengers on those flights ultimately decide that a good Wi-Fi connection and their own iPad is actually fine, or whether they miss the screen more than American's analysts predicted, we'll know the answer to that over the next 12 to 18 months. That's the story. Simple Flying has the detail on the program rollout. If you want to dig deeper, you'll find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Stay ahead of it out there.